Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And it's taking a little bit to get here because we were having trouble scheduling ourselves. I was going to be gone. You were doing other stuff.
Right.
And it was kind of it's a weird little secretive thing that we're getting ready to try to work up this weekend. And it's for another friend. So right about now, he'll be pissed off.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. So we'll just say it out loud. So Bergen's Night Train Run had a hard day. For the spring side of it. It poured. Remember how hard it was pouring? It poured. It poured. It started the day before and ended the day after. It was terrible. That was when we picked up like 4 inches of rain, 5 inches in like a day. And it really was hard on the night train run, you know, and they raise money and toys for kids come Christmas time. So everybody has got something for Christmas. And it goes from Kansas City to the Indian reservations. I think the Lakotas up there.
Yep.
And it handles how many kids a year? 5,000?
Oh, at least, yeah.
Yeah, at least 5,000 kids.
Yeah.
The ride really took a beating, not because people don't love it, not because it's not a great ride, but because the weather just, it punishes you, man. When you depend on one day, it just punishes you.
When your entrance to the ride is a toy or two, and six bikes show up.
Yeah, well, I mean, but it
kind of puts a dent in things.
Well, and I hate to even refer to it like that because the ride is great. The last one, when the weather was just okay, there's 800 motorcycles. Mm-hmm. It's a ridiculous amount.
Yep.
It just caught that terrible day, and I felt so bad, man, because I just knew how the beating was going to go because we've all faced it with runs.
I was there.
Yeah, of course. And so he's a little bit behind, and he has no idea this is going because he never, ever asked for help. And he's probably going to punch both of us. But Ed has taken the lead on this, and he's set out boxes and got a bunch of places to accept some toys. So all we're doing is playing a little bit of catch up this weekend. This won't be the only thing that gets done unless my legs are broken, you know.
Right.
Chris will be okay with this. We'll have to appeal to his beautiful wife's sense of compassion.
She has actually been covering for us for a couple days now. So.
Oh my. So listen, he's been busy. All these places that you decided we could help out. So you'll have the posse has dropped off boxes for Hands to Heart at Boozer's and Liberty, in Grandview at Corner Bar, at the Doghouse, at the Brickyard Tavern out in Olathe, at the Red Eye Bar in KCK, at the Peppermill South in KC Mo, the Silver Wheel Tavern, the Kit Kat Club in Independence, the Score Bar, Roadside Bar and Grill out in Belton. Roadside's a brand new place. I just met their brand new proprietor, and that place has only been open for 4 months.
4 weeks.
4 weeks. 4 weeks, yeah.
4 weeks.
Great food. That's a great place out in Belton. You guys got lucky and got a new joint. So Roadside Bar and Grill out there. Mason Jar, which is a great place over in KCK. I eat there all the time. Smithville American Legion, the Wild Stallion, Headlights, that's down by Knuckleheads. The Depot Saloon, who else? Timber Creek out there, down 69 a little way in Lewisburg. Jake's Place out in Shawnee, Arthur's Lounge, Shooters, Boomer's Bar and Grill. Ed, you seem to know all the bars.
Yeah, I do.
There's a few more here, but you know a lot of bars. I couldn't help but notice here. Lawson Tavern, the VFW Post 9997, Ron's Roadhouse, Independence, and of course, Fat Boys Bar. Was there more? Am I missing any?
No, there's 21 of them.
That's amazing. Bastard.
I've been busy.
Yes, you have. And you instinctively knew all the good bars where all the fine people hang out.
Absolutely. You know, when I met Mike, I was, got to be 15, 16 years ago.
Yeah.
And I knew his wife way before that.
Easy. Easy Tiger.
Oh, she's awesome. She's so awesome. But I used to listen to him on your show and go, man, what a cool dude.
Absolutely.
And that was before I even got involved in what I'm doing. Yeah. You know?
No, he's an enigma. Mike is rough as a cob and has been since we were little kids. I've known him since eighth grade, and we used to, you know, do illicit things together, and we always ran in the same circles. You know, as life goes on, you drift in and out, but he created this incredible ride years ago out of the goodness of his heart, not for any other reason than he got pissed off because he didn't feel like a need was being met. he had brought a bunch of toys in of himself, and he wanted to give them to these Toys for Tots program. Now, it's not that that's not a great program. It is. But there was a disconnect. He couldn't get the toys, and it irritated him. Because, as you know, Mike may be grumpy at some moments.
Sometimes, yeah. Don't go to eat with him.
This goddamn scumbag is saying how you do it. He did it on his own. He collected more toys, and then he started just walking into places that he knew needed help. And it took people a while to get used to him because he's, like I said, a bit rough. Yeah. You know, he's a real rider. He has always been a real rider. By the way, he looks exactly the same as he did in eighth grade.
Real, I bet.
Yes. I'm not kidding. Yes. Same length hair, same freaker part right
in
the middle.
I kind of wondered.
Same bell bottoms. I mean, he may have gotten better looking, but, you know, other than that, listen, he's the real deal. And
there's no way he got better looking.
He has done this tirelessly, and it went from Kansas City, and there are no limits to him. If you're a kid and you need help and you're facing Christmas without, he's the guy. It doesn't matter. Inner city schools, neighborhoods, Indian reservations, orphanages, foster homes, tornado disaster areas.
Oh, I got a story about the tornado.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that little boy. Because when the St. Joe, or not St. Joe, I'm sorry, the
Joplin
tornado happened, we all know that day was unbelievable. We rode, it was an Arkansas run. We had actually come, we saw that cloud come in. We probably missed it by 2 hours, but you could see it that early.
Wow.
This giant black wall as we were coming back into Kansas City. And then by the time we got to Kansas City, I turned it on and there it was. They were destroying Joplin in front of our eyes.
Wow.
And that destruction was, I mean, it's hard to imagine unless you went down there after it happened.
Yeah.
Which is exactly what Mike did. And, you know, I remember questioning him going, well, Mike, what are you going to do with Hands of Hearts? And he goes, you know, explain, those little kids don't have anything. And he goes, they've lost their stability. And his insight and understanding into a child's psyche, it was fascinating to me because I missed it. You know, I'm thinking water, shelter, you know, pragmatic.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, they've lost everything. He goes, their security, everything. He goes, if you give them something that's theirs again, that's how you comfort them. And I was like, bing, it made perfect sense. And that's exactly what he did.
And, you know, the kids, they have parents that just lost everything. They're trying to put mm-hmm. their life back together.
Right.
And the ball and the board game is just as important to them as to the kid at
of
that
course,
time.
Some sense of normality.
You know, the my favorite story, a little boy walks up. He had to be five. And he said he lost everything, lost all his toys. And they gave him a couple toys, and he was so happy to get them. He turned around, he took five steps and stopped dead in his tracks, reached in his pocket, and pulled out a $5 bill and walked back. Said, can you help someone else with this? Now talk about a bunch of blubbering bikers
sure.
trying to get a kid to keep his $5.
Sure.
And, yeah.
But what a lesson you gave him. Instantly. He instantly got it.
Yeah.
He saw and he recognized how he felt when he needed help. And that kid, at that age, empathy filled him. And that, man, what a gift. What yep. you will never create a finer human being than giving them the understanding of what it might be like to be somebody else. To put themselves in somebody else's shoes is the strongest gift you could ever instill in a child. I'm far and away. It trumps everything else.
You know,
once you really understand that, you know, sometimes it's hard. Like, it's easy to look down the street and go, that guy's a homeless because he's a drug or addict or he's a junkie or whatever. But until you can imagine what it's like to be in his shoes, sleep outside, until you know what it's like to lose your house, to be sick, to be sad, to be weak, to be lost, until you know, man, I mean, that's the key for everything.
It absolutely is. You know, we have a two-year time limit. 2 years it takes to get a patch. Kid comes out with us one time, they get a patch. And it's awesome because it puts something in those kids. I see it in their
eyes.
Absolutely,
man.
You know, they're writing things at school about the posse and how they did this and they
help
them.
You're validated.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it's pretty awesome. And then they get to home and tell the parents, hey, prospect.
Yeah, well, yeah, right. Yeah, right. Well, you know Mike's story about how he ended up loving motorcycles, right? He's in the Ardan parking lot in Olathe, Kansas, where we all grew up, off Santa Fe. And he's in the car in his they were in the grocery store. They were doing something. His mom was. And there was a car next to him. And it was a family, like a little kid and a husband, wife. And his husband apparently smacks the wife. They're yelling. Their little kid's watching it through the window. It happens. this biker is sitting there, and he's this old guy, and he's eating a sandwich. And Michael Tyson goes, and the guy was eating the sandwich. He's on this old parrot head. And he saw him take a bite, and he wrapped his sandwich up, and he put it on the tank, and he took off that motorcycle, and he reached over, and he got in that car, and he pulled the guy, and he punched him in the face. And he goes, and right then I knew I wanted to be a biker.
That's him.
Like, that's who, and he'll tell you, man, that the guy janks the guy out, lights him up, puts him back in, gets over, takes one bite of a sandwich, throws it on the ground, kickstarts the bike, and just roars off.
Nice.
And you're like, yeah, no, that'll do it. That's that imprint that happens, and you're changed for your entire life.
Right.
You just watched, as a little kid, like something terrible happened, instant justice happened, and then a cool exit. What's better than that?
Right.
Yeah. No, and it shaped his life forever.
You
no
know, my kids growing up, I used to tell them, if you're in a problem, you have an issue going down, find a biker.
Yeah.
I did. Not find a cop, find a biker, because he's right there for you. He'll help you.
Yeah.
And it's true.
And that's what we need tomorrow. You guys, any of these bars that we were talking about, what do you got to do? Just grab a toy. Stop by. Grab anything. A new, clean toy. It's going to go to a great kid. It's going to go to a kid that really, really needs it. And this is all going to happen at Christmas time. But Mike helps so many thousands of kids, and I can tell you, it's unacceptable to him to miss one kid. He cannot come up one kid short, and we're not going to let it happen. But people who don't know, there are very few 100% charities in this world. You are one, yeah. Ed's Posse's one, and Mike's Night Train Run. Mike is so goddamn stubborn. Like, finding places to safely keep these toys throughout the year has been a thing, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And as you lose, we'd always use like storage places, and if you change management or change owners and the new guy didn't want to do it, whatever. And I'm like, Mike, you get some money. I go, it's completely legitimate to rent a safe place for these toys. I go,
right.
Nobody's going to begrudge you the donation they gave you if you rent a place. I ain't spending a goddamn dime. I'm like, Mike, goddamn it, come on, man. And he won't, he just won't do it.
No, he won't.
He won't pay for a tank of gas.
No.
I mean, he just won't. He will not. It's an off the table subject for him. So this is a guy who's been doing this. This is how many runs now? 40?
I think so. Yeah. And the thing is that he's done so much for this city.
Yeah.
And he's made such a difference. And I've been with him. I've been with him when he's gone to the inner city schools. First and second graders all get a wrap toy, and he always tells them, you don't have to open it now. You can take it home if you like. And so many kids do. And it makes you wonder why they didn't open it with all their other friends. Well, maybe they didn't have a toy,
Right.
Just to me that he did that.
Sure.
Like this. So guys, it's easy. You go out to this weekend, you grab a toy, drop it in boxes.
Anything.
Yeah. One toy helps one kid.
That's right. So any of these places, I'm going to give you the locations again. Just grab a handful of stuff. Boozer's Bar out in Liberty, Corner Bar in Grandview, Doghouse, the Brickyard Tavern out in Olathe. You've got in KCK, the Red Eye Bar, Peppermill South, KC Moe, Silver Wheel Tavern, the Kitty Cat Club in Independence, Score Bar, Roadside Bar and Grill in Belton. That's a brand new joint. Look it up on Facebook. Mason Jar. They're over off, it's just a couple blocks off 78th and State. Smithville, American Legion, the Wild Stallion. You've got Jake's Place, Timber Creek out in Lewisburg, the Depot Saloon, Headlights Bar and Grill, which is down, what do you call that neighborhood? Because now there's a new distillery down there.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
And then, of course, Headlights.
I guess the West Bottoms, would you call it?
No, that can't be, because that's over there. They'd have to be like the East Bottoms.
Southwest Bottoms?
I don't know. I just call it the neighborhood nobody can find.
Just Uber to it.
But it's a great place. If you've never been to Knuckleheads, it's brilliant. If you've never been to Headlights, it's brilliant. Great places, man. And now, I guess, across the railroad track, they put a whiskey distillery in.
Yeah, that's what I heard. Bob was telling me that a minute ago.
Super good, man. So go over there, check that out. Arthur's Lounge, Shooter. Bonner, Boomer's Bar and Grill, Lawson Tavern, Fat Boys Bar, Ron's Roadhouse out in Independence, VFW Post 9997. This goes all the way through tomorrow night. All the toys go to Hands to Heart, and all you got to do is just drop it off. It was a crappy season. We all know how much rain we got hit with in the Midwest. It flooded everything from here all the way up to South Dakota. So he needs to play catch-up. He wouldn't ask for help, so we're going to try to help him out anyway.
And we're going to get killed doing it. But
no, he's going to punch us both, and it's going to suck. It's going to suck, man.
I got to tell you, Ed, on your page on Facebook, you're talking about the events, obviously, and letting out the secret. You mentioned Walmart. I was just in the Frontage Road Walmart the other day. They have a ton of toys and kids' clothing that's on clearance right now, like good stuff that's like exactly what you need. So you don't have to spend a ton of money. You can get a range of stuff that's available.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, like good things for $3-5 that are legitimate toys and dolls.
It's wonderful to buy a high-end toy.
Right.
But what these kids really want is somebody, what that really means, look, the toy, of course, is important. But more importantly, that you're remembered, that you're loved. And then, you know, you're a little kid. What do they tell you? Be good or Santa won't come. Mm-hmm. Jesus Christ, man.
And they want something of their own.
Right. And how's that feeling? Mom and dad can't afford for Santa to come.
If you even got a mom and dad.
Right.
You know, half these guys, the other kids, they might be staying with relatives. They might be in a foster. Maybe they've only got a mom. Maybe they've only got a dad. But they've got pretty hard lives to not have a toy. Like, this is always focused really on the kids that need to be remembered the most. From here all the way to the Dakotas in Indian reservations. You know, the one thing we don't know that Mike, I thought, was so smart about, you know, this little secret we have. We all know that there are Indian reservations, but how many of us ever have been to one? And if you've been through it, have you ever stopped? And certainly, have you ever met somebody? Have you ever looked inside a home? Have you ever seen how it really rolls? You know, just enough to survive. And it's a cycle.
It's a poor place.
Kids. Yeah. And that's another discussion for another day. It's an absolute shame on our country. But these little kids, forget about politics and forget about all that. Like, these little kids need help. And it means an incredible amount to them that they're not forgotten and they're not second class and that they're real and they're human and they're seen. You know, they're hidden in these crazy little gated. This property is always the property nobody wanted. That's where we put Indian reservations. Yep. It's where the crops didn't grow well. It's where it didn't work for our infrastructure. It's where nobody ever wanted to build a city. It's always separated. And there's a reason. So you live out there as a little kid, nothing. It's pretty heavy.
You know, just a ball to a kid on an Indian reservation is huge.
Sure, man.
I mean, he opens that up and it's the world.
Well, it's something you'd never seen before. Little kid, this group comes in with this giant trailer. And these guys come in, big, smiling,
scumbag-looking.
Right.
Yeah.
And hell, I imagine a lot of these kids had never even seen a white guy. You know, they've been on the reservation. They're just 5 or 6 years old. Those little kids, no reason for them to go anywhere, right?
Right.
And so they're meeting people for the first time, and it's their first impression, and it's kindness, and it's thoughtfulness, and it's humanity. It's just a lot of things, man. All you got to do is help. Any toy, anything, absolutely anything. Any of these places we talked about, you can put something in.
Yeah, you know, I know that he was short infant toys, to 2 years old, and 8 to 13. I know that he was short those last time, so I'm assuming he's still short those.
Yeah, we can get it done. Listen, and this won't be the end. If it works for this, then, you know, we get it moving, and if we come up short, we're definitely not going to lay down on this.
No.
He's got another run this year, and we'll double up on all that, and if it's still coming up, there's a kid that isn't going to get help. We're going to make sure that this kid gets help. How has the posse been?
Been great.
Great.
Been great. We've been raising a lot of money for Veteran Community Project.
Excellent.
We took them a big $34,000.
The tiny
other day.
Houses.
Yes.
The tiny home. Sure.
Yes.
I just met Doc, who is currently the head of the VFW nationally, and a bunch of the VFW guys. I just got in touch with them. I had no idea. You know, the national headquarters being here and all that they do. That's a nonprofit organization. I thought it was a bunch of smoky bars where old vets got together to hammer it out, right?
No, they do some stuff.
No, they do an amazing amount of work. They cut through the BS of the VA. They make sure they fight the system to make sure that the government does what it promised you as soldiers. The unmet needs program. They love the idea of the tiny homes for vets. I mean, they're reaching out at all times, and so I love those guys. I think at VFW and they're probably my favorite new pro-veteran organization right now, because I just had no idea all that they do.
Yeah, you know, and the tiny homes people are amazing.
Incredible, man. Absolutely.
You know, you'll love this. They put a new counseling center, and it's not just for the guys that are involved in the tiny homes project. It's for any vet. It doesn't matter what you were kicked out for, whether you were kicked out, released, whatever.
Right.
It doesn't matter. If you were a vet and you signed your name, that blank check for up to your life at one point, they're going to help you.
Right.
But it's so cool because they got counselors, and they actually, you know, a lot of vets have dogs and pets.
Right.
They put an animal clinic
Great.
In that building.
I've met a few of those guys.
Yeah.
And I think they're on target with what they're doing.
That they're now allowing pets at the VCP because no vet's going to leave his pet.
Of course
behind.
Not.
That's been he's on the streets and that's his baby, you know, that's his friend, his companion, and not going to do it.
Well, and that's it. And you have to that's what makes that organization so good.
The forethought.
You cannot expect people who are already down to come to you. You got to go to them. You have to be the one with empathy, the understanding. Like, of course you're not going to leave. The only thing that loves that person is that animal that they feel. The only one that they've been shown loves them. You would never turn your back on the last bit of goodness in your life. So no. And that's a whole nother day. By the way, I want to make sure we slip these locations out again because you guys worked your asses off. Any of these places you can drop off toys, new toys, hands to heart. If you're in Grandview at Corner Bar, Boozers and Liberty, Doghouse, Brickyard Tavern out in Olathe, the Red Eye Bar, KCK, Peppermill South in KC Mo, Silver Wheel Tavern, the Kitty Cat Club and Independent Score Bar, Roadside Bar and Grill out in Belton, Mason Jar over in KCK, Smithville American Legion, the Wild Stallion, Headlights Bar and Grill over there. It's by the Isle of Capri Casino. It's in the industrial park.
You know, Headlights is closed.
It is?
Yeah. They do have some construction. They have fire.
Oh, no.
Someone decided that after they got kicked out of the bar that it was...
No kidding.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
man.
We'll leave it at that.
That
so
sucks, man.
Until charges are filed.
All right. Depot Saloon, Timber Creek, Jake's Place in Shawnee, Arthur's Lounge, Shooters, Boomer's Bar and Grill, the Lawson Tavern, Fat Boys Bar, Ron's Roadhouse in Independence, the VFW Post 9997. And then where can people get this location? Can go to the Ed's Posse page?
Yes, they can. Yeah, it's on our Facebook page.
You know what? And I'll make sure, Greg, make sure you put all these up. It'll take you a second to type it all in, or you have to do a copy and paste, okay?
You know, I want to thank all these owners, too.
Hey, Greg?
It's already up there.
Okay, thank you.
I want to thank all these owners for doing this. They were all so receptive, and they're passing flyers out like crazy, and it ought to be a good day tomorrow.
Man, I hope so. And again, we're going to get it done one way or another.
Right.
We just got to dodge Mike now.
Yeah.
Yeah, by the way, you get to take him over. I ain't doing it.
Yeah.
Okay.
You should go with me.
He'll take us both.
Well, I know, but at least
he doesn't carry a firearm, as far as I know.
No.
He's so funny. He gets better every year of his life.
You know what's a firearm is nothing compared to a bottle in that man's hands.
Oh, I know.
Absolutely nothing compared to a bottle in his hands.
I'm well aware.
He will kill you with that bottle.
I'm well aware of that. Drink this, scumbag.
Right.
Mike, I don't want that. I don't even know what that is. It doesn't matter what it is, man. Just go ahead and get a good look at it. I'm like, Mike, it's in a water bottle with a label torn off. I don't want that. Right. Yeah, take it.
Right.
I don't want it.
Or it's got a red label. Came from the clearance aisle and you don't know what it is.
Man, he would be, who knows what kind of a wreck that guy would be without his beautiful girl.
Oh, man.
Yeah, Miss Chris. She keeps him correct.
She does.
So, look, it's all for a good cause. All those locations this weekend. If you need some more information, go to our Facebook page. Go to Ed's Posse Facebook page or your website, correct?
Yes.
All right. And what is the correct for sure? The web, edsposse.com?
Yes.
EDSPOSSE.com. And what have you guys got coming up ride-wise?
Actually, nothing. Nothing. Really ride-wise.
Not upcoming. Well.
Now, we're out every weekend.
Of course.
Yeah, we'll be out this weekend. I think it's...
We'll figure it out. We'll figure out where.
See, I should know this, but...
I know. Well, you've been focused on this.
Right, I have.
We've got the Cram the Truck, Cram the Cruiser, Cram the Truck that's happening in Edwardsville. That's on Sunday. And then the Ride for Dot is up in Atchison, which is happening, I believe it's Saturday. Anybody know?
I don't know, but we will be at the Cram the Fire Truck. We're always there.
I think I'm going to roll by there. Because, you know, Disgraceland's only like a couple miles north of that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Nice.
Oh, boy. Here we go. I feel like Chris might have 25 people over there this weekend.
Let's blow some stuff up.
Yeah, let's do it, man. Wrong. You know what? You'll like it. You'd like it, man. You would have a good time. All right. Second annual Ride for Dot. I believe, make sure I'm on the right one here. That is happening. It's taking me a second. At Kobe's, guys, is where the whole thing's going to get. The ride includes, begins at Mueller's up in Atchison, then the Metropolitan Steakhouse, then to Kobe's, then to Helen's Hilltop. God love Helen's Hilltop.
Right.
Stinky's Other Side, and then JW's Barbecue. It is the Ride for Dot. So make sure that you get a piece of that and get out there Saturday. That is tomorrow. That one starts at 10 a.m. to 11 for the registration. Kickstands up at 11:30 at Muller's in Atchison, and then it comes towards Kansas City, hits the Metropolitan Steakhouse, hits Kobe's, Helen's Hilltop, Stinky's Other Side, and JW's Barbecue, man. So for Chris Dotson, in memory of the ride for Dot is tomorrow. I don't know of any other ones. Are we missing anything?
Not that I know of.
All right. Well, I will see you tomorrow or for sure on Sunday.
Yep.
All right, then.
And, always a pleasure, my friend.
Always good to see you. I love you, man.
Love you back.
All right, guys. Don't forget, that's all the ways you can go out and have a good time this weekend.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.